Today, we're going back to the basics. The good news about setbacks is that you now have the tools you need to face them in a new and empowered manner. The same approach you learn to recover from anxiety can also be used to overcome setbacks. Today, you're going to apply what you already know to this new hurdle in your recovery. As you probably remember, there are four steps that can help you better respond to anxiety. They make up the acronym DARE. These steps include diffusing anxiety, allowing anxiety, running towards anxiety, and then engaging with something that requires your full attention. So make sure you have those four steps memorized. DARE. Diffuse, allow, run towards, and engage. Let's see how each of these steps applies to facing setbacks. During a setback, a number of what-if statements begin to go through your mind. Your goal is to diffuse these what-if statements by responding with a dismissive comment. People who experience a setback often wonder, what if I never get over this setback? What if all the energy I've spent trying to recover has been a waste of time? What if I'm that one person who's a hopeless case? Identify the what-if statements going through your head. Then, for each of your what-ifs, come up with a strong, dismissive comment in response. Remember, it helps to begin these comments with a phrase like, so what, or whatever. Here are some examples. Whatever. Guess I'll just be feeling anxious today. Or, so what? I've had anxiety for years. One more day is no big deal. New strange sensations. Whatever. It's all just nervous arousal. The diffusal of anxiety stops it from escalating further. Once you diffuse your anxiety with a dismissive comment, then allow the setback to be what it is. Don't fight against it, just let it be. One of the reasons you can feel confident allowing the anxiety to stay is because you know it is temporary. It will pass. You can embrace the discomfort for a while. You've done this many times. Eventually, it will pass, just like it did before, so you do not need to get upset about it or frustrated with yourself. A great way to really accept your anxiety is to welcome it back. Remember, this isn't a surprise visit. Setbacks are expected. Imagine your setback as a cartoon character and have a friendly conversation with it. You might say, well, hi there, you might say. It's my good friend Anxiety. It's been a while since I've seen you. Come on over, let's get reacquainted. I invite you back to spend time with me. By doing this, you drop the charged feeling of fear and frustration that often accompanies a setback. You were expecting it to arrive again, at some stage anyway, so therefore you don't feel disappointed that it has in fact shown up again, as expected. After welcoming your anxiety back, you might take it even a step further. Remember how you learned to imagine running towards your anxiety? Visualize this in your mind. Run after your anxiety character and don't let it get away. Make sure it stays for a long visit. Hey, you, where are you going? Come back here. I want you to hang around longer. Chasing after anxiety to make it stay is really a deeper level of acceptance. You're not just welcoming it back, but are in fact demanding it stays. This speeds recovery time because it reduces the fear of fear. So much of anxiety is fueled by our fear of it. Once we demonstrate we are not afraid of it, it loses the threatening power it holds over us. After you accept, allow, and run towards your anxious setback. Your final step is to engage with something that requires your full attention. Just because you're having a setback doesn't mean you have to accommodate your anxiety. Keep living as normally as possible with it. Even if it's very uncomfortable, a bit like having a bad headache or cold, you get on with your life regardless of the discomfort. Each time anxiety tries to get your attention with a new scary thought or sensation, simply smile at it and then gently place your attention back to what you were doing. Each time you engage with life, you enter into a flow with it again, and this gives your nervous system an opportunity to wind down, as it's not being constantly stimulated with more fear. All this information probably sounds really familiar, but it's important to not skip over it just because you've heard it before. In fact, your task for today is to go back and review these basic steps. Maybe it's been a while since you first learned how to diffuse your anxiety. Maybe you haven't thought much about these strategies recently and need a refresher. Sometimes a technique can become so familiar that it loses its meaning. Sometimes setbacks happen after making a lot of progress. You haven't needed these techniques for a while and have forgotten some of them. Sometime today, make it your mission to refresh yourself on these basic steps. If you have the DARE book or workbook, go back and review them too. Write the DARE acronym, Diffuse, Allow, Run Towards, and Engage, out on a small card and carry it with you throughout this setback. Then move forward with renewed motivation to overcome your anxiety for good. Don't ever forget that it is completely possible to recover from anxiety. Don't let your anxiety try to convince you otherwise. Having a setback doesn't change this. Don't let a setback discourage you, no matter how bad the setback is. The only way out is through. You are moving through it right now.